This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Last August, we took a trip to South Carolina for a couple of stories about globalization and how that state is a place where globalization is working. 26 years ago, BMW, the German car maker, decided to build what would become its biggest manufacturing plant on the planet in Spartanburg, upstate South Carolina, bringing with it thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of both direct and indirect investment for a plant that sends 70% of the cars it builds out into the global economy.
They go to Germany, they go Europe, China, Asia. So they go everywhere.
I talked to a guy by the name of David Britt while we were in town. He's on the Spartanburg County Council, and after the tariff news this week, we figured it would be a good idea to get him back on the phone. Mr. Britt, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you again, too, Kai.
So what's going through your mind right now, sir, as these tariffs now are a thing?
Well, I was hoping and praying that this was not going to come to pass. Very concerned. My stomach is churning, and my mind is swirling.
When we were down there last year in Spartanburg, going out to the BMW plant and all of that, you and I sat down. We had a long chat about how it came to pass and how it took years for you to get that BMW plant. How worried are you now with these tariffs and the threat of retaliation from the European Union and Germany? How worried are you that things might go south a little bit?
Well, I'm very concerned. I mean, not only for the best manufacturing company I've ever worked with, BMW. Not only concern for them, and we've got over 40 suppliers to them in Spartanburg and the neighboring counties with probably 34,000 people employed just supporting BMW. But we have 125 international companies here in Spartanburg. I'm concerned for them, mainly their employees and their customers that they provide product to. I mean, this could have a devastating effect across the board, because it is going to have a major effect here in Spartanburg County and in South Carolina.
When I was down there a number of months ago, you said to me, when I asked you about the president and his trade policies, because there was, we all kind of knew that this was coming based on his statements during the campaign. You said you think the president lacks understanding, and you were hoping that he would come down to South Carolina and talk to you all and the folks who work at BMW and some of those industries. Do you think you can still help the president understand globalization, or has that ship sailed?
No. I mean, again, my invitation is wide open to the president. I would love for both the president and his team to come down here and let us show him. We have companies, like I say, from the Pacific Rim to Canada, Mexico, and all points in between that have come here to manufacture and build their businesses. And this is one of the things that concerns me greatly. With the president's actions in the last year, we have seen an explosion of international companies wanting to come here. I mean, it's been unbelievable. They can't get their businesses built quick enough.
And you're saying, just to be clear, so you're saying that's because the president has done things like changing regulations and the tax law and all that jazz, and it's made it more attractive now for companies come to your part of the country.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the proof's in the pudding.
Yep.
Those policies have worked, but now all of a sudden,
well, let me put it a little more plainly. Is he shooting himself in the foot here, do you think?
I don't think he's shooting himself. I think he's shooting the American taxpayer and citizen and employee in the foot. And that's the biggest concern. This action could have devastating effects across the board, and it could actually kill these great opportunities that we're having right now. And like I say, I have no problem with people who don't trade with us fairly. Deal with them. As I said it last year. Mr. President, you deal with the countries, let us deal with the companies.
Yeah.
And be careful how you deal with these companies, because you can put your foot on the throat of growth, and that's not good for anybody.
David Britt, he is on the Spartanburg County Council down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, runs economic development, actually, for the council. Mr. Britt, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Guy. Have a great day.
You can hear those stories we did from Spartanburg, by the way, and the whole globalization series they were a part of. We called it Trade-Offs. At our website, marketplace.org.